This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry welcomes you to the broadcast. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Stay tuned following the program for information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon. Please join us for worship every Sunday on this station.
Let's pray. We thank you, O God, for the many blessings you have poured into our lives, for food and clothing, home and family, work and all that we need from day to day. Great is thy faithfulness. But most of all, on this day, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, from whom we have received eternal life. In his name we pray. Amen.
Oh,
Our reading for today is from John's Gospel, chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. These are the words of Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Every now and then, I receive a phone call from someone in my congregation who is looking for some help and advice. They have a friend who is dying, and they're about to go over to pay a visit to them. The question they usually ask me is there any scripture that I could perhaps offer this individual that might be helpful? They ask me, I suppose, because an important part of my job as a pastor is to minister to dying people and their families. I tell them that there's always one passage that I bring along with me into situations such as this. It's a favorite one that I've committed to memory from the lips of Jesus. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place that I'm going. Thomas, one of the disciples, asked, Lord, we don't even know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. As we look at these words of Jesus and take them apart a little bit, the first thing we discover is that these are very personal, intimate words. Did you notice all the yous in this passage? Let not your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also, and you know the way. Who is this you that Jesus is referring to? It's his disciples, isn't it? Those that believe in him. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, he's talking to you today. He's concerned about your troubled heart, and he cares about you. Next, we see that these words are not only personal and intimate, but they are reassuring words, aren't they? A promise is being spoken to these anxious followers of Christ. In chapter 13, Jesus has informed them that he would soon be taken away from them, that some of them would desert him, and another would betray him, and another would deny even knowing him. And they are very shaken by this. They're looking at the possibility of death to them, to their master, as well as to themselves. And Jesus offers a reassuring word. He says, death isn't the last word for me, or for you, my followers. In my Father's house, you see, there are many rooms. First of all, Jesus here is giving them a glimpse of something beyond what we can see, beyond this life. There is something awaiting us. And the beautiful image that he uses here is that of his Father's house, a home to live in eternity with the Heavenly Father. And Jesus said to them, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. That's what his cross and the resurrection were all about. A preparation. A place for us. And he said, and then I'm going to come back and I'll take you to myself. And this is what it's going to be like. You'll be with me where I am forever. We're going to spend eternity together. Jesus doesn't give a lot of detail here as to what heaven is like, just that it's going to be wonderful because we're going to be with Him. If you've ever read through those Gospels, you know He was a delight to be around. What a great way to spend eternity with Jesus Christ, who loves us. And now, notice also that these personal, reassuring words have an appeal attached to them as well. After he points out to them, he says, I know your hearts are troubled. He goes on to say, believe in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. He holds himself up as the object of faith and says, trust me. Put the full weight of your life upon me and the words that I am leaving with you. Later on at the end of this episode or this particular conversation, Jesus said, and you know the way to the place I'm going. And Thomas said, we don't. We don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Philip said, well, then show us the Father, Lord, and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. And then he appeals to them again, believe me. And that is our Lord's appeal to us today. Believe in me. Trust me. Me, Jesus Christ, holds the key. Jesus, the Son of God, is saying this. And he's saying, trust me. Some of us struggle at times over whether we can trust him, take him at his word. But let me remind you, first of all, of what he did for you. I love to tell this story. God created us for a personal relationship with himself. But sin entered into the picture. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that the wages of our sin is death. The God who loves us and treasures us is also a God who is just and holy and cannot tolerate sin. So a great gap larger than the Grand Canyon, so to speak, had arisen between God and humanity. But here's what God did for us. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon a cross and pay the penalty for our sin. And then he raised him up again. And Christ has purchased a place for us in his heaven and offers it to us as a free gift. I oftentimes will tell people in my church that the cross of Jesus Christ is oftentimes best described as a bridge. The bridge between God and humanity. A bridge that we're called to cross through trusting in Jesus Christ and what he did for us. And that you can trust that bridge to support you. Last summer, the Twin Cities suffered a horrific experience. A major bridge on Interstate 35 collapsed during a busy rush time hour, killing and injuring many people. Also putting many of the rest of us in a panic as we questioned the bridge systems of Minnesota, wondering, can I trust this bridge that I'm crossing today? Christ assures us that the bridge that he has made for us will never collapse. It's good for eternity. We must keep in mind that the one who made this promise and appeals to us to trust in it rose from the grave. Dear friends, we've just celebrated Easter. Christ lives. Death has been conquered. God has affirmed Jesus Christ through the resurrection. And so the appeal to you and to me this day as we look at our own mortality is simply this. Trust me. Trust in what I've done for you. Brothers and sisters, I know death can do a real number on us as human beings. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to dwell on it. We don't like to talk about it. We make jokes about it when we're getting uncomfortable. But it is a fact. We're all going to die someday. As a friend of mine has said in one of his messages, we're all going to die, and they're going to throw you in a hole in a church cemetery and go back to the church basement and eat potato salad and talk about you. It's a fact. We're all going to die. But here is another fact. Christ lives, and because he lives, we shall live also. Whether we live or whether we die, we live with the assurance that we belong to him, and nothing can separate us from his love for us. I came across a quote by Bishop Desmond Tutu, that Nobel Peace Prize winner who spoke out against apartheid in South Africa. During the turmoil of those days, they quote him as saying this: "There is nothing the government can do to me that will stop me from being involved in what I believe God wants me to do. I do not do it because I like doing it. I do it because I am under what I believe to be the influence of God's hand. I cannot help it. When I see injustice, I cannot keep quiet. For as Jeremiah the prophet says, when I try to keep quiet, God's word burns like a fire in my breast." But what is it that they can ultimately do? The most awful thing they can do is to kill me. And death is not the worst thing that could happen to a Christian. Death is not the worst thing that could happen to a Christian. Death is simply a door through which we pass as followers of Jesus Christ to spend eternity with him. That is our hope and confidence that Christ offers to us today in this passage. Recently, I conducted a funeral for a friend of mine in this congregation. His name is Steve. Steve was diagnosed some time ago with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he suffered a horrific final few months in life. He was a real trooper. One of the last visits I had with him, I took some communion to him. And when we got done and we had had conversation and he had shared with me how he looked forward to dying, this is one guy that wanted to die. He was ready. As I was leaving the house and about to open the door, he yelled at me across the room and he said, "Hey, if I don't see you again, you know." And I looked at him, I says, "Yeah, I'll see you next time in heaven." And Steve nodded his head and smiled. That's a person who has heard the promise of Jesus Christ and knows that because Christ lives, he can stake his whole eternity upon the promise that Jesus has given him. I heard a story that I'm going to finish with today about a woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness. And she was meeting with her pastor, making arrangements about the funeral, what to sing and favorite Bible passages and Bible that she wanted in her casket. But as he was leaving, she also stopped. "Oh yeah, I almost forgot. When I'm in the casket, I want to make sure that they place a fork in my right hand." And the pastor said, "What?" "Yeah," she said, "this is important to me now. I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor didn't quite know what to say to that request. She said, "Let me explain. All my years of attending church socials and church potlucks, I always remember that when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'You better keep your fork.' It was my best and favorite part because I knew that something better was coming, like chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie, something wonderful. So I just want people to see me with that fork in my hand in my casket, and I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' And then I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" Dear friends, if you are in Christ Jesus, the best is yet to come. Trust his promises. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, There are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you? I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. By the way, someone typically asks me, doesn't verse 6, where Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, sound a bit narrow and exclusive? Surely there must be some other ways to get to heaven. Here's my response to that. You'll have to deal with Jesus on that one. He said it. I did not. And he rose again. He has the words of eternal life. So as for me, I'm taking the resurrection and the life at his word. How about you? Take him at his word. Trust in the promises of Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Jesus, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. But give me Jesus.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, thank you that when Jesus died, he changed the nature of death for all his people. Thank you that he is risen and that by faith in him, we will also rise. Thank you that when your people die, what lies ahead is far greater than what lies behind. Help us to live in the joyful anticipation of all that is to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping today with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that today's gospel message has strengthened and uplifted you. Just as Jesus used the humble gifts of a small child to satisfy the physical needs of 5,000, so the Holy Spirit can also use your gifts to help feed the spiritual needs of multitudes. Please consider sharing in the mission of Christian Crusaders to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We encourage you to visit Christian Crusaders' website at www.christiancrusaders.org. Our site, you can preview the upcoming program, listen to past sermons, find daily devotions, and much more. To request printed copies of today's sermon, as well as CD and cassette copies, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Today's program is also available on our website at christiancrusaders.org. Conducting today's service was our associate speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.